Okay, so tonight I wanted to do a topic that completely is not really in the Gemara per se, just an introductory shir. In the first day of the Zman in yeshivas, the minhag is that someone says a shir klali. At least when I went to yeshiva, that was the minhag, someone that the rashiva would say a shir klali as a way of just introducing the lima that we're going to be doing. And of course, Maseches Brachos, I chose Maseches Brachos to do over the summer, both because I really like Maseches Brachos and because the Daf Yomi is going to be starting Maseches Brachos at the beginning of August. I figured it would be a nice way to give you guys a head start in case you have your sights on starting Daf Yomi, at least for 2 months. Get through Maseches Brachos would be a very nice thing to do. So it would give us a little bit of a head start, and we'll get to see some of the Shmakas Sugyas in Maseches Brachos. But it is the beginning, because Daf Yomi starts with Brachos, the Shas starts with Brachos. It is the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh, right? It starts, Torah Shebal Peh starts Me'im Esaykor Neshama. Torah Shebal Peh starts with a discussion of Kriya Shema. So I wanted to discuss a little bit the role of Kriya Shema and a connection that maybe we probably would not have realized, that I never realized until I sort of, Yonatan Sacks has a beautiful piece on this topic in his Sefer Orchos Yamim, I think it's his first Sefer on Kriya Shema and Tefillah, where he describes the connection of Yonatan Sacks, the Lander's Rosh Yeshiva, right, you know? So he has a beautiful essay on the topic of the connection between Torah and Kriya Shema, right? And I think that connection is all the more poignant when you consider that Kriya Shema is the first thing. Kriya Shema is the first topic discussed in Torah Shebal Peh, in the way we learn Torah Shebal Peh. We learn Torah Shebal Peh, starting with the Brachos, and Kriya Shema is the first topic discussed. It's no accident that when the Gemara asks, how is a person in fulfillment of Yigisa Yom V'Layla, what's the bare minimum a person needs to do in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Yigisa Yom V'Layla, to learn Torah by day and night? So what does the Gemara say? You know? Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, right? Yigisa V'Yom V'Layla, Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis. So there are certain clear connections that we have between the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So I wanted to spend some time discussing some of those connections. We'll start the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and this first source in the packets. If you don't have a Gemara, if you do have a Gemara, it's even better to see in the Gemara. Amr Rav Yehuda, Safek Kara Kriya Shema, Safek Lo Kara, Eino Chozer V'Kare. If you are not sure whether you read Kriya Shema or not, so Eino Chozer V'Kare, you don't read Kriya Shema again. Now, in general, whenever you have a Shaila, Safek whether you did, suffolk whether you didn't, what's the answer always going to be when you have a shaila about a mitzvah, whether you did it, whether you didn't do it? Kriya Shema Daraisa Drabanan. So Pashtus is, we would always think, we're always trained to think, Kriya Shema, of course Daraisa, B'Shachav Kumecha, isn't that Daraisa? So the Gemara clearly assumes at the beginning, and the Gemara will say it explicitly, that if you have Savikara, Savik Lokara, Enochos of Rikari, because the Gemara is assuming, Kriya Shema Drabanan. Perhaps equally surprising, Savik Amar Emes V'Yatziv, Savik Lo Amar, Chozer V'Yomar Emes V'Yatziv. You're not sure about Emes V'Yatziv, so then you need to say Emes V'Yatziv, which is going to have to, that is a topic for a different time, namely, okay, I can't find, yeah, namely on June 19th, on Tuesday night, June 19th, Bezras Hashem, when we discuss Birchas Kriya Shema. So we're going to have to discuss whether Birchas Kriya Shema are Daraisa, and what exactly the role of Birchas Kriya Shema are, and obviously we're going to touch on it before then as well. But anyway, the Gemara seems to be pretty clear at the very beginning, that the Gemara says, my time of Kriya Shema Darabanan, that the reason why, if you're Mesubik, if you read Kriya Shema, you don't read it again, is because Kriya Shema is Darabanan. Aye, what about B'shachcha of Kumecha? Samle Abaye hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. Abaye says, no, b'shapcha of kumecha is hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. So how do you read that? Hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. What's that answer? So there's one way that I read it, Pasha, when I read the Gemara, and then I saw Rishonim read it differently. So I was in for a bit of a surprise. How do you read that? The Gemara says, how can you say Kriya Shema is drabanan, shteitin pasuk of b'shapcha of kumecha? Answers the Gemara, Hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. So what's pshat? What do you think? That Shema is just divrei Torah. What do you mean? What do you mean by that? That Shema is not a mitzvah, you're saying? That Shema is just divrei Torah, and therefore, there's no... So what does that do with the b'shapcha of kumecha?
I would Ah,
right. That's how I read it. I would have read that v'shachav kamecha is telling me the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is v'shachav kamecha. Learn a little bit when you go to sleep. Learn a little bit when you wake up. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, right? I hope b'divrei Torah k'siv that it's not about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But if you take a look at, we'll skip around a little bit about take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah, source number 5. Safek kara Kriya Shema, safek lo kara. Einu chozer v'kori, the Sri Lishmo of the Kriya Shema Drabanan. V'af al pisha kasa b'tara b'shachav kamecha. He's paraphrasing the Gemara's kasha. Svir leil Shmuel shalo amra Torah dafka Kriya Shema ela she yikra b'tara b'kal makom she yirtza. U'masha anu korin zos ha'parsha dafka einu ela midrabanan. Sorry for the typos, I typed it myself. Einu ela midrabanan. U'fichach svir leil Eino chozer v'kore. Very badly typed it myself. Eino chozer v'kore. So what's pshat, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that b'shachav kamecha is not about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It is about the mitzvah of kriyas something, kriya, what we call kriya shema. Hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv comes to tell me that there's no chiv to read these parshios for kriya shema. There's some inyan of reading parshios, B'toras Kriya, not B'toras Talmud, not B'toras learning, B'toras Kriya, of reading Parshios, but Mehichi Tesi, that it has to be these Parshios. Just because these Parshios are the ones that have the words B'shachav Kamecha, nah, you don't have to read these Parshios. It could have been B'kol Makom Sheyirtza. The fact that we read these Parshios, Dafka, that's a Din D'Rabbanan. Midaraisa, we're supposed to do a Kriya of some sort. That's what it sounds like from Rabbeinu Yonah. So, the implication of Rabbeinu Yonah is that any other part of Torah would have sufficed for what Kriya Shema is supposed to accomplish. Now, before you walked into this room tonight, if I would have asked you, what is the Nakuda of Kriya Shema? What are we doing when we say Kriya Shema? What are we accomplishing when we say Kriya Shema? We all would have answered, of course, we're being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's what Kriya Shema is. Now, if you're going to tell me that the Din D'Oraisa of Kriya Shema could have been fulfilled with any other parsha in the Torah, that's the equivalent of telling me that any other parsha in the Torah, on some level, is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That reading other parshas in the Torah is also considered, in some way or another, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's what it sounds from Rabbeinu Yonah, and Achronim say this more explicitly. There are rayos from Midrashim. I don't want to get bogged down with all the Midrashim. That on some level it involves Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Take a look, for instance, we'll go through one of them. The Medrash Rabba in Parshas Kisavo in source number 8. Umahu lishmor mezuzos pischi. Rabbi Yudabar Simai v'chi yesh mezuzah bati knesios. What, do you have a mezuzah in the base knesses? Last summer we learned Hilchas Mezuzah. And one of the halachas that we learned, that says Beferish in the Gemara, is that a base knesses is potter from mezuzah. So everyone thinks, well, but my shul has a mezuzah. So what's the answer?
Other functions.
So two answers. One answer is that very often the main sanctuary in shuls is used for other things too. It's not treated with kedushas based knesses. Have you ever learned through things that have kedushas based knesses, how you actually have to treat it? Do you know that sichas chulin is aser in a base knesses? Not just during davening. Sichas chulin is aser in a base knesses. Period. Unbelievable. So we don't really treat. We eat in the base knesses. There's a candy man. There's kedushim in a lot in the shtibalach, whatever in a base knesses. There's so many other things. So because you do so many other things, you put a mezuzah. And the other teretz is even if you're in a shul that's much more makbid about the covet of the sanctuary. Yeah, and it really has full-fledged kedushas based knesses, but it's a good way for shuls to raise money. Someone dedicates a mezuzah for like $15,000, and so and they don't have to actually put a scroll in there, but you know they got to put a plaque. So it's a good way for the shul to raise money. But meikra dina based knesses does not require a mezuzah. So says the Medrash Rabba, what's the pasuk talking about? Lishma mezuzah piskli. Piskli is my pesach in the based knesses. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's location is the base of Knesset, right? That's what we, I guess we'll discuss at some point, I think, in probably in Wednesday's year, a little bit about the difference between base of Knesset versus base of Migdash. They're both places where we greet the Shechina, where we meet the Shechina, but they have slight differences in the level of, major differences in the level of Kedusha, slight differences in the hanhagos of what we are and are not allowed to do in the base Knesset, base of Migdash. But either way, what are we talking about with the mezuzah? Elama, mezuzah azo, eina zaza mea pesach, Kach lote zaz mi bate knesios mi bate midrashos. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu im tasa kein da shat mekabel pnei ashchina. So what's he saying? Just like a mezuzah doesn't leave the doorpost, a mezuzah has to be stationary, stuck on the doorpost, which by the way is another halach in Hilchos mezuzah. You're not allowed to have a loosely hanging mezuzah that could be knocked off easily, or that it's supposed to be really stuck on well. So too, you should stick yourself in the Beis Medrash and Beis Knesset and don't move. That should be your home. Your home away from home should be the Beis Knesset and Beis Medrash. And if you do that, im ta'asakein, da'ashata mekabel p'nei shechina. So in the Beis HaKnesses, wonderful, mekabel p'nei shechina, of course, that's where I daven. What is davening if not communicating with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? What about a Beis Medrash? Why is that mekabel p'nei shechina? So again, this perhaps highlights this idea that Talmud Torah itself is an exercise in Kabbalah's p'nei shechina. The structure of what I want to try to show in this shir, and again, it's mostly directly from Rav Yonasan Sacks, the structure that I want to try to show is that Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah are linked together in three ways. In one way, Talmud Torah is really what we always think of as being Kriya Shema's identity. Kriya Shema's identity is Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. So we're going to prove first, and we have already, that Talmud Torah is really Kabbalah Samach Shemayim also. Second, we're going to try to show that Kriya Shema is what we is also what we think of as Talmud Torah, meaning that what we normally associate with Talmud Torah, Kriya Shema is also a Kiyumin. And the third is just going to show something else that they have in common, that maybe is not an accident, that they have something else in common. So we're going to show how Talmud Torah is really like Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema is really like Talmud Torah, and how the two of them have something very, very important in common. Now, the actual takana of Kriyas HaTorah, if you look in Shirim L'Zeich Rab Mari, in the Rav's Yartzeit Shirim, actually looking in the Gemara Baba Kama that he works off of first, Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis in source number 9, so the Pasuk says, B'raisa Darshan's Pasuk, V'yelchu Shloshes Yom B'midbar, V'lo Matzu Mayim, Dorshi Rishum Ozomru, Ein Mayim El HaTorah, Shnam Rav Ekol Tzame L'chulu Mayim, anyone who's thirsty should go to Mayim. Mayim always refers to Torah. So when we say that we went in the Midbar for 3 days and we didn't find Mayim, it meant we went through the tragic experience of going 3 days without Torah, and that's an experience none of us should ever have to go through. Kivin shalchu shloshes yom below Torah, nilu, so we went without Torah, we started falling apart. Amdu nevim shebeneim, another typo, v'tiknu lehem, shiu korin b'shabbos, umafsikin becha b'shabbos, v'korin b'sheni, umafsikin shlishi revi, v'korin b'chamishi, umafsikin erev shabbos, kedei shalo yalinu gimel yom below Torah. So the takana was, we can't go 3 days without Torah. 3 days without Torah is 3 days without Mayim. So they had to be mesakeh in that that we should have Kriyas HaTorah less than every 3 days. Now, let me ask you something. If Kriyas HaTorah is purely a din in Talmud Torah, din in learning, so is this the best curriculum to really know Torah? To dafka read the same thing over and over again, Shabbos Mincha, and Monday, and Thursday, right? The same, and only till Sheni. And then Shabbos Day, then we go through the whole Parsha. You know, to Dafka, and Dafka those days. If I wanted a curriculum for Talmud Torah, if I was setting up a curriculum for Talmud Torah, I would account for every single day that we have Shir scheduled, at least. Right? And I would have Chazara on the weekends. Another learning. You can have Talmud Torah once every 3 days. Is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah once every 3 days? That's ridiculous. Is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah every day? Is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah once every 3 days? What is this? What is this din? And we go 3 days without Mayim. What? 3 days without Mayim? But apparently there's something else here. There's something. Now, this isn't abundantly clear in the Gemara exactly what that something else is, but it is very clear that it's something other than a din in Talmud Torah or Yediyas HaTorah, a din in achieving in Talmud Torah. There's got to be something else here. Now, if we're going to accept what we said from Rabbeinu Yonah, the way we read Rabbeinu Yonah, that Talmud Torah is an exercise in Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim, so how often does one need to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim? So it depends on the context. There are entirely different levels of Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. We're Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim twice a day, every day, with Kriya Shema. We're Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim when we're Ol L'Regel, when we're Mekabel Pnei Shechina. That's also Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's a much more intense experience of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim for most of us. But then there might be other forms of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim along the way that are a little more intense than Kriya Shema, or less frequent than Kriya Shema, but more frequent than being Ol L'Regel, or than Yom Kippur Ni'ilah, or whatever it is. These different forms of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim could be Talmud, the din in Talmud Torah that the Gemara is highlighting is not a din in Kriyas Torah. The Gemara is highlighting is not a din in Talmud Torah. It's din in Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim. As a din in Talmud Torah, it does a pretty lousy job. How many people really learn when there's laning going on? If they're learning, they're learning other things. They're not learning what they're laning. So obviously, a lot of learning gets done, but not what they're laning. So the din of Talmud Torah doesn't seem to be such strong things. Says Rav Soloveitchik in Shirim L'Zecher Rav Mari, and I can't tell you how guilty I feel quoting six lines of Shirim L'Zecher Rav Mari. If you ever read through any of the pieces of Shirim L'Zecher Rav Mari, or better yet, if you speak Yiddish, and I don't, but if you speak Yiddish and you actually listen to the Rav's Yartzei Shirim, or really any of the Rav's major lectures, major drushas, you realize that it's not something that could be summarized in six lines, or that, you know, it's and you're clearly robbing it of all of its dignity and beauty when you take it down to six lines of six lines in source number 10 of Mar Mekomo sheet. You know, Soloveitchik, when he gave his Yartzeit shiur, for those who don't know, my uncle always likes to describe this, Julie Berman, he describes it at every YU function that he speaks at, and he speaks at like every YU function. He always describes the same thing. He reads a piece that he wrote after the Rav died describing what the Yartzeit shiurim were like. And he describes how the room was filled with, 1,200 people before, like an hour and a half before the Rav started. And, it was just a tremendous buzz and energy in the room. And then the Rav would walk into the back of the room, Lampert Auditorium, and there would be silence and everyone would stand up. And he would go like a man on a mission to the front, and he would start with a Rambam, and then another Rambam, and then another Rambam. And he would ask 10 questions, and nothing made sense, and all the Rambams in the world were shver. And then one Yesod, and that one Yesod, and he would show you how that one Yesod answers all the Rambams. Unbelievable genius, a koach that no one else in his generation had. An unbelievable genius. And then after 2-3 hours of going through the lumdus, he would always say, "You want more?" And everyone would say, "Yeah." I don't try that because I probably wouldn't get the same cheer. But and then he'd go for another 2 hours in Agada. So okay, but we'll see six lines. So says Rav Soloveitchik, Hashva'as Kriyas HaTorah L'Maimed Har Sinai Kova'as Yesod Nosaf Ba'Agdoras Mitzvasa. Part of Kriyas HaTorah, the nature of Kriyas HaTorah, is meant to be a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. Ayein Tosos Mesachs Basra, what is it, Daf Yudalit or so, first parak, also talks about this notion, when he talks about Shron Pesukim Shabbosof HaTorah, that the nature of Kriyas HaTorah is supposed to be, in some sense, a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. V'hinimas Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim Sheba. And that is the Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim in Kriyas HaTorah. That there was no greater event of Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim than Kabbalah HaTorah. Nasa V'nishma. What could be a greater Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim? And that's what we're doing when we have a Kriyas HaTorah. Hachovel of Shmo Dvar Hashem V'Valsesus Al Yisod Miyuchad Hamuva Kol Mahusa Shal Kriyas HaTorah V'Hu Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim. The requirement to listen, to hear the Dvar Hashem once every 3 days. That does not come from a din in Talmud Torah, that comes from Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim. Etzem Halacha, Kein Karim B'Torah, Pachs Me'asara. Why is it that we only lane when you have a minion? Talmud Torah you only do when you have a minion? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara in Brachos talks about this. The Gemara says, Asara She'yoshin Moskim B'Torah, if I remember correctly, I haven't seen the Gemara in a long time, Shechina Shur B'Nehem. Then what does it say? And three people that are Yoshin Moskim B'Torah, Shechina Shur B'Nehem. And two people Yoshin Moskim B'Torah, Shechina Shur. And one, every, no matter how many people are there learning, the Shechina is there. So why is it Davka Asara? Mishum Shein Dover She'bekdusha Nemar B'Pachos Me'asara. Because Dover She'bekdusha requires Asara. Dover Shebekdusha means what? There's a heightened sense, an elevated sense of Hashras Hashchina. Kriyas HaTorah is Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim. You know what you need to have Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim? You need God there. Now Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. But He's really there when you have a minion. You have Hashras Hashchina. Meir Kimeya Eidim Kipulas HaKriyas HaHutit He Imaisa Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim. That is as clear as can be. That the whole purpose of Kriyas HaTorah is a sense of Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim. And he says, if you look at the Pesukim in Nehemiah, he knew Navi too. If you look at the Pesukim in Nehemiah, where it describes the first Kriyas HaTorah when Ezra came back from the Galus. Right? You know the story. Ezra comes back from the Galus, and they after the Galus Bavel, And they're supposed to, everyone's supposed to come back. Right? You know who came back? The losers. People had no life, had no money, had no family, had nothing. They had nothing to live for. Might as well go to Israel, take a flyer and go to Israel. Because they had nothing going on in America. In wherever they were, in Bavel. And that was a tremendous black eye in Jewish history. That we had the opportunity to return to Eretz Yisrael, and we chose not to. Tremendous, and the Levim were punished for this. Ma'aser Rishon stopped being given to the Levim. Couldn't give them Ma'aser Rishon anymore. Ma'aser Rishon was given to the Kohanim instead. Unbelievable. Midoraisa is a din. You give Ma'aser Rishon to the Levim. So the Gemara discusses how we could be Yokadav Min HaTorah. They just made a Rishos, whatever it was. But we were punished severely for this. So, and those who were around when they saw the first base, who were around in times of the first base of Mikdash, and 70 years later were still around in times of the second base of Mikdash, saw the second base of Mikdash and frankly were completely depressed by it. They saw that it wasn't, you know, they didn't see, the daily miracles weren't there in the second base of Mikdash. The Aron wasn't in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on premises in the second base of Mikdash. It was lacking a lot of things. It wasn't... even though the Gemara Baba Basra quotes from the Psukim that Gadol Kvod HaBayis Achron Yosef Min HaRishon, that that just means that it was taller. That's it. So, but when Ezra came back from Galus, there was this great sense of national pride, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, and now we're back, and we're able to rebuild the base of Migdash, fantastic. So what do? It describes, they did Kriyas HaTorah. And what does it say? Vayiftach Ezra Sefer, Vayivarech Ezra Hashem Elokim HaGadol, Vayanu kolam amen amen v'mal yedehem vayiktu vayishtachvu l'Hashem apayim arza. What did they do? They bowed. What on earth does bowing have to do with Kriyas HaTorah? Kriyas HaTorah is a din in Talmud Torah B'Rabim, no? So what does bowing have to do with Kriyas HaTorah? Elamai, Kriyas HaTorah is not just a din in Talmud Torah B'Rabim, it's a din in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And bowing has everything to do with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So again, Yesod number one, it seems very clear, is that Torah in general, not just these particular parshiyos, Torah in general is an act of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. When we read from the Torah, we make separate Birchas HaTorah than we do in the morning. Right? In the morning we say Birchas HaTorah, and then again, when we read from the Torah, why are we making a separate Birchas HaTorah? Why isn't it covered in the Birchas HaTorah we said in the morning? Why do we have to have a separate brachas? On the shuls by the bima, for the people who don't know it by heart, they have the people who freeze when they have to speak publicly, and they forget the brachas. I get that way sometimes. So they have, in my shul, they said, when we started the shul, like, oh, we're so frum, we don't need this. Like, just put it there. So... what do we need those brachas for? We already have Birchas HaTorah. What's the point of those brachas? So, in general, whenever there's an additional kiyum, aside from the regular Talmud Torah that you have, so that warrants its own Birchas HaTorah. When the Talmud Torah takes on a new element, a new character that regular Talmud Torah doesn't have, we have a new Birchas HaTorah. I think Rav Shachter says B'Shem Rav Salvechik all the time, that in the Haggadah, we have Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasan Torah Liyamo Yisrael Baruch Hu. What is that? It's a Birchas HaTorah. It doesn't sound like our Birchas HaTorah because it's a different kind of Birchas HaTorah. What do we need Birchas HaTorah? We said Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Why do we need a new Birchas HaTorah at the beginning of the Seder? Because Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is essentially Talmud Torah. With Darshan Psukim, that's Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and whatever, it's the story of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? The other stuff was added in later. The real Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Darshaning of the Psukim. But it's a unique form of Talmud Torah, because it has an additional kiyum. It's not just Talmud Torah, it's Vigadtel Vincha. It's Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's Derech Shelu Tshuva. Whenever there's a new form of Talmud Torah, there's an additional kiyum in your Talmud Torah, there's an additional kind of Birchas HaTorah. So by Kriyas HaTorah, what's the additional kiyum? What, that there happened to be 10 people there? That's the additional kiyum. There are 10 people here. There are hundreds of people here. That's Pelkovitz always does when there's a recorder in front of him. Hundreds of people here. Right? Do we have to make a new kind of Birchas HaTorah before Shir? Avada not. Why? Because it's Talmud Torah, like Talmud Torah that we did the whole rest of the day. But when it's an additional kiyum, when it's a kiyum like a kiyum in Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim, so then that requires its own Birchas HaTorah. That would warrant its own Birchas HaTorah. So that's one. Number one, the entire Torah is really Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim. So Torah is really Kriya Shema on some level. Now, moving on to the second point. Says Yerushalmi in Maseches Brachos, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, this is verse number 11. Rabbi Yochanan Amar B'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Kigon Anu Shoskim B'Talmud Torah, Afilu Kriya Shema Einon Mafsikin. Wild statement. We're going to see parallels in the Bavli. We're so busy learning, we don't even stop for Kriya Shema, because we're busy learning, typically speaking. Osik mitzvah patim in mitzvah, but osik b'talmud Torah still has to do mitzvahs. Right? That's one of the major kashas. Why is that? Why, if osik in every other mitzvah that you're osik in, you're patim from doing another mitzvah, not only patim according to the Ritva, it's asur to do another mitzvah. Right? According to the Ritva, if you're middle saying Kriya Shema in shul and someone comes over and asks for tzedakah, no matter how needy they are, no matter how much of a mitzvah it is to normally give them tzedakah, it becomes an avera to give them tzedakah during Kriya Shema. Unbelievable. Halicha Shlom, it says Rosh Hashanah Zalman used to line up quarters, or not quarters, but shekels by his shtender so that they would take themselves. And because it was Rosh Hashanah Zalman, no one had the chutzpah to come in and wipe them all off at one shot. They would just know, they'd take one shekel, because you can't stop in the middle of creation, it's asur. Yet when you're osik b'talmud Torah, you're chayiv to stop, to put on tefillin, if you're not already wearing them when you're osik in Talmud Torah, to do any of it, take lulav, do all the mitzvahs. There's a Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has a beautiful piece on this in Kavod HaRav. I think when the Rav turned 80 or 85, they put out a sefer with Kavod Rav Salvechik. Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote in it. Rav Gifter wrote in it. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein wrote in it. It's a very, very nice. All the YU Rosh Yeshiva wrote in it. It's a very, very nice piece. And then Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, I think, has a piece on this topic. But anyway, regardless of the answer to that topic, my brother has beautiful in the Siach B'Chakecha, four beautiful approaches to dealing with that. Okay, topic for a different time, for next summer maybe. So the Gemara says, when we're osik in Talmud Torah, that Rabbi Yochanan says, his name Rabbi Shimon Reichai, that it doesn't even stop for Kriya Shema. So says the Gemara a little bit weiter, V'lomodi Rabbi Shimon Reichai Shemafsik on Lassus Sukkah V'Lassus Lulav. Does he not know how this works? You're supposed to learn Torah so that you do. If you learn Torah and then don't do, then your Torah is lacking something big. If you're lomed al menas shelo lasos, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan lomed shelo lasos noach lo ilu nevcha shel yasa al parav lo yasa liol. We'd be better off not being here if we're learning shelo lasos. Talmud Torah is supposed to be to do. So what does it mean? Rav Shimon Reichai skipped Shema every day because he was too busy learning? Says the Gemara, listen to this line. Taimid Rav Shimon Reichai, the Yerushalmi, Taimid Rav Shimon Reichai, Zeshinun v'zeshinun, ve'ein mevatlun shinun mipnei shinun. What does shinun mean? Learning. This is learning, that's learning. So you can't be mevata learning for more learning. Meaning, of course he stopped to take lulav. Of course he stopped to put on tefillin. Of course he stopped to do every other mitzvah. But not for Kriya Shema. Why? Because here's yisod number two. Kriya Shema is a din in Talmud Torah also. Not only is Talmud Torah a din in Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim, Kriya Shema is a din in Talmud Torah. Karen Ora and Brachos Tav Gimel. Source number 12, Va'ata avayir kama rayos l'dvarai, v'shitas Yerushalmi b'kriya shema d'yibo mishum mitzvahs Talmud Torah. He says, I'll prove to you many times over, kriya shema relates to Talmud Torah. Chada me'adam b'nir ha'asim yishe teras v'mnaso e'na mafsik lo kriya shema v'lo tefila. Someone who's learning all day doesn't have to stop for kriya shema tefila. Uparuch b'chim yishe teras v'mnaso e'na chay mitzvahs. What do you mean? Someone who's learning all day does have to stop doing mitzvahs? Nah, shayni kriya shema d'shinun hi. But if you hold it's its own separate mitzvah d'oraisa and it's got nothing to do with Talmud Torah, how can we be mevatel it? Elamai Kriya Shema Zekim in Talmud Torah. Va'od raya. Mehadi isa sham, mepnei ma korin shtei parshios halal b'chol yom. Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shkaz ben Shechiva v'kima. Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Shah, Aseres Adibros klulam behem. Yes, why do we read these two parshios every day of Shema? So they give different answers. Either because it says Shchiva Ukima, so it makes sense to read those parshios, B'shach Lecha Uvkumecha, or because the Aseres Hadibros are somehow alluded to in them. Umazu Sheila Mibnei Ma'akor in Parshios Halalu Inema Dimina Torahim. What kind of ridiculous question is that? If it's a Din D'Oraisa, so of course you read these two parshios. Elo Shmamina D'Chacham Kavu HaParshios HaElu. The Chacham were Kaveya these parshios. What does that tell you? The Chacham had to be Kaveya these parshios. That really, similar to what Rabbeinu Yonah said, that it could have been any parshios. Now, why could it have been any parshios? So we said before it could have been any parshios because all of Torah is Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim. And now we can say maybe from the other perspective. It could have been any parshios because the real mitzvah is Talmud Torah. And the Chacham decided to be Koveya, a daily Talmud Torah, B'yom u'b'layla, with the parshios of Kriya Shema. But it's a kiyum in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What did the Gemara say? B'shach b'chav kumecha, ha'hu b'divrei Torah k'siv. That the mitzvah of Kriya, b'shach b'chav kumecha, is b'divrei Torah in general. Chacham were koveya, tadaf could do it with Kriya Shema. Why? Okay, these reasons. It says b'shach b'chav kumecha, aseres hadibros. It's, so what, aseres hadibros? Just because it's aseres hadibros? We should say day and night. Who says you're supposed to say Aseres Dibros day and night? Where's that mitzvah? But if it's a din in Talmud Torah, maybe it makes a little more sense that we dafka emphasize Aseres Dibros. What's the unique character of Aseres Dibros? So people are under the false impression that Aseres Dibros is the, how do you say it in English? Right, the worst translation ever. It comes from the movie, right? No, it comes from the English translations of the Bible, but it's not Ten Commandments, right? It's definitely none of the Monei Mitzvos count ten mitzvos in the Aseres Dibros. There are 14, there are 12, whatever it is. No one counts ten mitzvos. It lost something in translation. Like in the part of the Ten, I don't know if you're too young probably, you've ever seen the Ten Commandments. But the guy comes down, the guy playing Moses comes, you know, or no, before it comes down, it says, and they called him Moses because they drew him from the water. And like in English, that just doesn't work. Like, they called him Moses because they drew him from the water? What is that? They called him Moshe, ki min hamayim mishisihu. Makes a little more sense in Hebrew, no? So something is lost in Ten Commandments. That it's not Ten Commandments. So what is unique about the Aseres Dibros? What's special about the Aseres Dibros? So Sadi Gon writes, and I think others write as well, that the Aseres Dibros are really headings. Like these are the, if you had to boil 613 mitzvahs down to 10 categories, the Aseres Dibros are 10 categories. So if we have a mitzvah, v'gisa b'yom v'layla, we have a mitzvah to engage in Talmud Torah, b'shach b'chav kamecha, what it makes sense to choose an area of Torah that's representative of Kala Torah. So what better than Aseres Dibros to be representative of Kala Torah? Not a din in Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim, a din in Talmud Torah. So we want something that alludes to all the Aseres Dibros, perhaps.
So why not just choose
Aseres Dibros? The Gemara discusses that. So we'll get to that. But that was a Havamina. That was definitely a Havamina. Primagadim, source number 15, I didn't take it from the Primagadim itself, from Rabbi Sachs. Chen Kasar Primagadim, Sim Reish Lam Tes, from Mishra Pesel Zav, Sim Kut and Beis. Right, if you're not familiar with Prima Gadim is a commentary on the Magen Avraham and the Taz. It's a running commentary in the back of the Shulchan Aruch in teeny tiny letters. At least in the newer Shulchan Aruchs, they have it on like the other side of the page, so it makes it much more accessible. They say Rav Shechter told us if you really want to send the godless of Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's that it could be illustrated with the following story. Rav Shechter said he was sitting next to Rav Moshe at a wedding once, and someone came over to Rav Moshe and asked him a shayla. And Rav Moshe, for some reason, thought that the guy was trying to chap him, that the guy was trying to, you know, show him that he doesn't know something. So Rav Moshe gave him the answer, you know, and the guy walked away, and Rav Moshe turns to Rav Shechter, he goes, he thought he was going to chap me on an afna prima gadim? Like, what was he thinking? Like, it's perish in the prima gadim. So it's even, you know, most of us today are even too lazy to find the right page in the prima gadim, you know? Rav Moshe knew every prima gadim baal peh. So in Prima Gadim, Mishpatel Zav is commentary on the Turei Zav, right? Eshel Avram is a commentary on the Magen Avram. So he writes, the Batam Hadein Baruch Hashem Kishon Mitzvot Sivisonu Likros Kriya Shema. Why do we make a Birchus HaMitzvah in Kriya Shema? It's a mitzvah, right? So where's the Birchus HaMitzvah? So what's the rule? When do you make a Birchus HaMitzvah on mitzvahs? When don't you? So the guys who are in Mashir, we know that there's a Chubas of Rashba, Simin Yud Ches, where the Rashba was asked this question. When do you, when don't you make a Birchus HaMitzvah? So the Rashba writes, there is no rule. There are like seven rules. You don't make a Birchus HaMitzvah on a Benadam L'chaveru. You don't make a Birchus HaMitzvah when it's not B'yado to complete the mitzvah. You don't make a Birchus HaMitzvah on sad things and bad things, whatever. All sorts of different rules when you don't make a Birchus HaMitzvah. Where does Kriya Shema fit? Why isn't there a Birchus HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema? What? Because it's B'dibur? Make a Birchus HaMitzvah on Siras Omer? That's B'dibur. Why is there no Birchus HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema? There's no Asher Kishon Mitzvah on the Kriya Shema. Says the Prima Gadim, Mishum de Efshar, the Yotzin Bibirch Satorah. Yotzin Birch Satorah. How are Yotzin Birch Satorah? What's it got to do with Kriya Shema? Elamai, Kriya Shema is a Kiyum in Talmud Torah. It's a partial Kiyum in Talmud Torah. Now, there are other answers to that question. I mean, there are dozens of answers to that question why there's no Birch Smith on Kriya Shema. You know, Salvechik used to give the answer, Rav Shechter always tells us, Rav Salvechik used to give the answer based on.
I'll come in later.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry. Rav Salvechik used to give the answer based on a passage in the Haggadah's Maisa Nisim. Haggadah's Maisa Nisim. Anyone know who wrote that Haggadah? Maisa Nisim? The Nesivus. Nesivus is Haggadah. Best Haggadah on the market. For my money. My favorite Haggadah. Haggadah's Maisa Nisim discusses why it is that there's no bracha. Everyone asks the kasha. There's no bracha in the midst of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So says the Nesivus, because there's already a bracha in the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a bracha of Asher Galanu, or the way Rav Shechter says, Rav Salvechik used to say it over, is that the whole Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is formatted, I'll say there are brachas. I'll four brachas of Yayin, and brachas of Matzah, and Maror, and Salmatzah. It's the whole Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is built around brachas. Is there a bracha on the mitzvah of Havdalah? Birchus HaMitzvah. It's mitzvah daraisa according to the Rambam. Zochras Yom HaShabbos Kachos B'chnisasu B'yitziyasa. Is there a bracha on the mitzvah of Kiddush? Mitzvah daraisa according to everybody. Is there a bracha on the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon? Mitzvah daraisa according to everybody. No, why not? Because you don't make a bracha on a bracha. Says the Nesivus, it's just like you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that itself is a bracha, like Kiddush, Havdalah. What was the other one I said? Birchas HaMazon. You also don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that's fulfilled completely within the context of brachas. Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is completely within the context of brachas. That's the way you do the mitzvah. So you don't make a bracha on it. Kriya Shema is fulfilled with its brachas. Kriya Shema im Birchas Seha. So you don't make a bracha on Kriya Shema, a Birchas Mitzvah. Now, we have to figure out why they set it up with brachos and what the point of those brachos are. Good. And by the way, if you look at those brachos, what's the real theme? Especially the last bracha before Kriya Shema. What's the theme of the bracha? It's all about Torah. And that's what they set up right before Kriya Shema. All about Torah. Why? Again, this connection. Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah and Talmud Torah is Kriya Shema. Talmud Torah is Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. Good. The Ramban in Hamunav HaBitachon, not to be confused with Chazanish's Hamunav HaBitachon, explains that this is why an unbelievably strange halacha, and if we're so used to it that we don't even realize how strange this halacha is. Let's say you miss Man Kriya Shema. What does the Gemara say you're supposed to do? And then Shulchan Aruch passes this way. What are you supposed to do? You miss Man Kriya Shema. Too late. What do you do? What's the halacha? After you finish crying. I'm doing tshuva. That's my favorite answer when people text me questions. This happened. What do I do? Tshuva. Cry. Yeah?
You read it as Talmud Torah.
Yeah, you read it as Talmud Torah. Now, I know that the best use of my time in terms of Talmud Torah, in terms of my accomplishment in learning, will be to do tomorrow's daf. And not to read the same psukim of Kriya Shema that I already know Baal Peh. And then I'm not even going to be thinking about so much when I read them. Why would I read, if it's just Talmud Torah, what am I reading Kriya Shema for? Why would I read Kriya Shema as Talmud Torah? It's ridiculous, no? Wherever do we have a mitzvah, you miss the Zman. I miss the Zman Achilas Matzah. It's already the next morning. So what? What do we say? Quick, eat a Kazayas Matzah. B'toras Talmud Torah? B'toras what? What am I reading? What am I eating Kazayas Matzah for? I miss the Zman. You never, ever have this. Over Zmano Batal Karbano, you lost it. What am I reading Kriya Shema for? Elamai, Kriya Shema has a double kiyum to it. There's a kiyum of Kriya Shema b'toras Kriya Shema, and there's a kiyum Kriya Shema b'toras Talmud Torah. And Chazal were dafka mesakein that these parshios of Torah, because perhaps Kulim ba'asaras hadibros, because they say b'shavcha, whatever reason, they're so fundamental that they should be part of my daily Talmud Torah experience. Even if they're not part of my Kriya Shema experience. They have to be part of my daily Talmud Torah. So if I miss the Zman Kriya Shema, do tshuva for missing Kriya Shema, and then you read Kriya Shema. B'toras Talmud Torah. Don't just learn tomorrow's daf. Because Chazal were dafka mesakin that these psukim are so fundamental that they have to be part of your daily allowance of Talmud Torah. Rav Willig in Am Mordechai, another fantastic sefer to have on brachos if you're really learning brachos, in Am Mordechai in Simon Gimel, Rav Willig's first sefer was on brachos. So he also deals with this question of why it is that you would say Shema after the Zman. So he says from a different perspective, which is also something that needs to be explored, and we will hopefully in some later shiurim, is that Kriya Shema has a third character to it, a third element to it. There's Kriya Shema b'toras Kriya Shema, there's Kriya Shema b'toras Talmud Torah, and then there's Kriya Shema b'toras Tefillah. Now Kriya Shema has the din of Tefillah, and that's why we dafka do Kriya Shema, we smichus gula l'tefillah. We dafka read Kriya Shema with the Birchus Kriya Shema, which lead into the Tefillah. It's all part of the Tefillah. It all enhances the Tefillah. And there's Mefurish and Rishon in this way. That Kriya Shema is B'toras Tefillah. This is probably a more cogent answer than the Talmud Torah one. Because what's the halacha if it's already past Chatzos and you didn't read Kriya Shema? So then you don't even read Kikori B'Torah. You missed it. Why? What is it about Chatzos? Because even though Zman Tefillah Mikra Din should be a little earlier, B'diyavid Yotzei Tefillah up until Chatzos. So if you could be Yotzei Tefillah up until Chatzos, you could be Yotzei the Tefillah element of Kriya Shema up until Chatzos. So that might be a better answer than Rabbi Sachs's answer of the I don't even know if Rabbi Sachs had it, maybe, you know, the Ramban. I don't want to say Rabbi Willig is a better answer than the Ramban. But then the Ramban's answer of that it's a din of Talmud Torah. Now, the one place where this doesn't seem to fit particularly well, the Beis Yosef writes that the Rishon Tosfos really writes that if you forget Birchas HaTorah in the morning, so the Gemara says already, if you forget Birchas Torah, you can rely on the Birchas Kriya Shema for your Birchas Torah, because after all, it's all about Torah, right? So you can rely on Birchas Kriya Shema for Birchas Torah. Says Tosos, but you got to learn right away, right afterwards. So why do you have to learn right afterwards? I'm saying Shema. Why would I have to learn right afterwards? See, if you hold Shema as a din in Talmud Torah, so I really shouldn't have to learn afterwards. This doesn't seem to fit at all. So Beis Yosef, in the second answer, says Kriya Shema is Tefillah. It's not Talmud Torah. It's Tefillah. You're not reading it B'toras Torah. You're reading it B'toras Tefillah. I'll bring you a raya. Ben Yonah writes in Brachos. We'll see it hopefully, maybe tomorrow. That there's a halacha that Dvarim Shebichsav Yata Rashi Lomim Bal Peh. Then in learning, you're not allowed to say Torah Shebichsav Bal Peh. Can you count how many times you say Torah Shebichsav Bal Peh? We do it all the time. When are you allowed to say Torah Shebichsav Bal Peh? Says Rabbi Yona, when you're not saying it B'toras Talmud Torah, when you're saying it B'toras some other mitzvah. For instance, he says, the example he gives, karbanos, in the morning. Everyone, of course, says in Baal Peh. They must, because they're not turning to those pages at all. So they must say in Baal Peh, right? So those are full parshas, it's a psukim. How are you allowed to say them Baal Peh? Because it's a separate kiyum. It's not a kiyum of Talmud Torah. What's the kiyum of reading karbanos? It's not tefillah either. It's a kiyum of karbanos. We're in Tainus. Avram Avinu says, what's going to be with my children? How are they going to ever have any zechuyos? Hashem says, don't worry, they'll bring karbanos. And Avram Avinu says, great. That's great for the 800 some odd years where they have a base of Mikdash. What are they going to do the rest of the time? So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Neshalma parm svasenu. They'll say the parshios of karbanos, and that's ki'ilu, they bring karbanos. Rav Shachta understands our Rabbeinu Yonah as ki'ilu with saying karbanos is a ki'um daraisa, of bringing karbanos. Which would turn out that if you are late to shul and you can only say karbanos or psukat zimra, it should be a no-brainer that karbanos should win. Because karbanos is a kiyum daraisa, psukat zimra is definitely not daraisa. Wild, no? No one does that. But that's... Okay. So, I lost my train of thought already, where I was getting at with this. So why is it that you have to... So says Beis Yosef, the reason you need to learn right after you say Kriya Shema... Right, say Birch Kriyashma is because Kriyashma didn't count as Talmud Torah. You need to learn something else. So that would fly in the face of everything we said. Because we said Kriyashma is an element of Talmud Torah also. But the Beis Yosef is another answer also. The Beis Yosef says, all you need to do is learn Maseches Tamid, and you'll figure out what this is about. Because Maseches Tamid, it describes the wake-up system in the Beis HaMikdash. See, it's not a new thing that people struggle waking up. People always struggled waking up in the morning. So the Kohanim, in the Beis HaMikdash, had to be woken up. And things were busy and were crazy in the morning. And one of the things the Mishnayis tell us, Maseches Tamid, is that they would only say one of the Birchos Kriya Shema, because they didn't have time to say both before Kriya Shema in the morning. And then they say the other bracha later. So says the Beis Yosef, why does Taisa say that if you're relying on Birchos Kriya Shema for your Birchos HaTorah, that you have to learn right after? Because maybe he's talking about you relying on the Birchos Kriya Shema that you're saying all alone later without Kriya Shema. So that's why you got to learn again right after, because you're saying Avos Olam, Avaraba, after. So if you're saying it after without a Kriya Shema, that's why you need to learn again. But in a Chinami, if you were saying Kriya Shema on the spot, then that counts as your Talmud Torah. That would be great. That would work for your Talmud Torah. So all that is connection number two. So again, so far we've shown Talmud Torah is really a Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemayim. And we've shown Kriya Shema is really Talmud Torah. One last step. There's something that Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah have in common. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam writes, I'm not going to be able to read everything inside now because obviously we have like 3 minutes left, but the Rambam writes, that if you're not sure, it's a short one. Savik kara kriya shema, savik lo kara, chozer v'kare. If you're not sure whether you read kriya shema or not, say kriya shema again. There is a major machlokes rishonim that I plan on discussing tomorrow night. How much of kriya shema is daraisa? There are four different shitas of how much of kriya shema is daraisa. But it's pretty clear that not most rishonim hold that not all of kriya shema is daraisa. So what do we say? You have a suffix, whether you did a mitzvah, suffix daraisa l'chumra, suffix drabanan l'kula. What should the Rambam have said? So the Rambam should have said, you're not sure if you read Kriya Shema? Say the daraisa part. He tells you, just say it. Say all of Kriya Shema. Why should I say all of Kriya Shema? Let me say the daraisa part. What if I say the drabanan part? Says the Lecha Mishnah. He asks his kasha. V'yishlomar kivin d'chozu v'kari mikzah sachuchu rabban d'igim rasa k'tikna. Cop out answer, right? I mean, if we were allowed to say such things. The Chumash says, you're saying it anyway. What is it? Cost you money to say the rest of it? Say the rest of it. Very similar to the Ran in Psachim, Daf Kufches, right? What does the Ran in Psachim say? We talk about Haseba, Dalit Kosos, Machlokas in the Gemara, you lean good, right? You lean the first to the last two days in the Gemara. So Gemara says in the end, given the we don't know what the halacha is like, so kulubay yaseba, you do a seba for all four kosos. Fret the ran, something drabanan lekula, seba's the drabanan. How could you be makil? How could you be machmir to lean for all four? So he gives a very famous answer, but the less famous answer that he gives is, what's the big deal? Just lean. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't take you any time. It doesn't, you know, just do it. Like, something about Lakula is something you use when you need to. Not just because you're lazy. So, similar to what the Lech HaMishnah is saying. Okay, you're reading Shema anyway. So, you're already, you can say, no, but I hold only the first two parshiyos of Doraisa. I refuse to spend 30 seconds reading the last parsha. Come on! Okay, that's one approach. But says the Kiryas Sefer, and here's the Yesod, the first pasuk is a chiyuv Doraisa. All of three parshiyos of Kriya Shema are a kiyum Doraisa. They all have a shame kriya shema mida uraisa. What must I read the first pasuk? When I'm reading the rest of it, is that only kriya shema d'rabban? No, that's kriya shema d'uraisa. I just am not required to read all that. And you have a very similar thing by Talmud Torah. By Talmud Torah, there is no shiur of Talmud Torah. And yet, as much as you learn, it's all a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Meaning, let's say you could be Mekayim Talmud Torah, Kriya Shema Shachris Varvis. Right? Asur Lomar L'fnei Amaretz, Mitzvah Lomar L'fnei Amaretz, Machlokas in the Gemara, should you tell that Tamarazim, should you not? You could be Mekayim Mitzvah, Vigis V'yom V'layla, Kriya Shema Shachris Varvis. That's the Din D'oraisa, Talmud Torah. And yet, the more you learn, every moment you're learning is a kiyum Mitzvah D'oraisa, Talmud Torah. Now, it would be dishonest if I were to tell you that this is unique to Kriya Shema and Torah. We have this all over the place. There are... First of all, you should just be aware that the whole notion that there's such a thing as a mitzvah kiyumis is a tremendously big chiddush and strange idea. What does mitzvah mean?
Commandment.
So mitzvah kiyumis means it's a commandment that I'm not really commanded to do, but if I want to do it, I can do it and I get credit. Well, guess what? Then it's not a mitzvah, right? That's the modern idea of a mitzvah is, you know, a suggestion. You know, something makes you feel good is, you know, doing something nice for some. Mitzvah is a commandment, but there is this notion that comes up in a lot of places in halacha. We're not going to have time to get through all of it, or any of it really, because we got to go upstairs from Mariv. But if you take a look in the Hamak Shela that I have in the back of the Mar Makomos here, and again in the Hakdama to Sefer Mipnine Arav, Rishatos Hakdama to the Sefer Mipnine Arav, he gives other examples of mitzvahs that are mitzvahs kiyumis that all take on the status of the chef, of the cheftah mitzvah daraisa, not cheftah mitzvah, but of the kiyuma mitzvah daraisa, even though the chiyuv is only much more limited. Okay, let's go down the Mariv.